Now we have our second feature. This is written and read by Richard Matthew, who's going to take a look at Norwich road names.
I wonder how often we think about the origin of a name of a particular road or street, even of the road we live in. But in fact, the name can often be related to some very interesting historical event or person. This feature is going to focus on some of the Norwich road names, which tell us a lot about the city's history more generally. A name can also remind us of an important building that no longer exists. A good example is Chapel Field. When the city walls were built in the 14th century, they enclosed the field of St Mary's Chapel, part of the monastery which stood where the Theatre Royal now is, hence the name Chapel Field. Back in the 15th century, archers trained there before the Battle of Agincourt, and the field was also used as a tourney ground. In 1580, the yeomanry were trained to resist invasion by the Spanish Armada, and in 1666, the field was used as a mass burial site for victims of the Great Plague. The City of Norwich Water Company built a large reservoir there in 1792, but following an outbreak of cholera in the city, the reservoir was abandoned in 1849. Music House Lane runs down from Rouen Road to King Street and is named after the music house, which was part of today's Wensum Lodge complex. The music house is where the Norwich Waits practised in the Elizabethan period. The Waits were the city's official musicians, whose reputation was such that Sir Francis Drake took them with him on his expedition to Lisbon in 1589. Sadly, only two of the six musicians returned. Later, the music house had a small theatre, where the Norwich Players, led by Nugent Monk, put on productions from 1913 to 1921. This takes us neatly to the Madder Market, where the Norwich Players moved to in 1921. The name Madder Market has no connection with the word mad, but comes from the name of a plant called madder, whose root was used to make a red dye. Norwich, of course, became the second city of England in the late Middle Ages through its production of textiles, and the madder dye was used so extensively that there was a special market devoted to it. In fact, today, there is no road just called Madder Market, only St John Madder Market, which runs from Pottergate down to Charing Cross, and this takes its name from the nearby church. But for many people, the name is known better as related to the Madder Market Theatre, just behind the church. This nationally famous theatre was founded by Nugent Monk in a former Roman Catholic chapel for the Norwich Players, who specialised in productions of Shakespeare. Monk created productions in the original Elizabethan style, which were a major influence on the Royal Shakespeare Company at Stratford-upon-Avon. The mention of Pottergate takes us back to the pre-Norman era, when following invasions by Swain Fortbeard in 1004 and 1013, there was a Danish settlement in Norwich. The name does not refer to a gate, but derives from the Scandinavian word gata, meaning street, so this was the street where the potters lived. The word is also found in the street names Mountergate, Cowgate, Fishergate and Wesselgate. A road named after a prominent citizen, not a fruit farm, is Appleyard Crescent. The citizen was William Appleyard, the first mayor of Norwich after it became a county and a city in 1404, with the right to elect a mayor. In all, he served as mayor five times. He inherited from his father the house with a fine flint wall, which later became the Bridewell or workhouse, and which is today the Museum of Norwich. And William presented the city with a great tree to aid with the building of the new Guildhall. Another road named after a person is George Borrow Road, which runs from Earnhem Road to the Avenues. George Borrow was a traveller and writer who is largely forgotten today, but was very well known in his time. He died in 1881. He became very interested in the Gypsy community and their language, Romany, and one of his most famous books was Romany Rye. We owe to Borrow the phrase A Fine City, which occurs in one of his novels called Lavengro. We shouldn't forget names which commemorate some of the nationally known businesses which originated in Norwich, a prime example being Bignold Road, named after Samuel Bignold. He took over the running of the Norwich Union Fire Insurance Society and the Norwich Union Life Insurance Society from his father, the founder of the company, Thomas Bignold. Samuel was a notable philanthropist, sheriff of Norwich in 1830 and mayor four times. The company has now been renamed as Aviva, a worldwide business. Another name of national importance, but perhaps not remembered so well in Norwich, is Hansard Road, just off Mile Cross Road. Luke Hansard was born in Norwich in 1752, but left to work in London for the official printer to the House of Commons, John Hughes. By 1800, he was running the business by himself, and his family name was given to the Hansard, which is the traditional name for the official report of all parliamentary debates to this day. There are many other intriguing names to discuss, for example, Heartsease, Rampant Horse Street, Labour in Vain Yard, Tombland, and many more. But they must wait for another day.
Thank you, Richard.